Good Thursday. Today is November the 20th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, a recent visit to Mexico by USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins focused largely on New World screwworm. We're going to talk about the visit and what it means for American agriculture, and in particular, the livestock industry, after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
New World screwworm making agricultural headlines today as a week ago, the USDA provided some details about a trade mission to Mexico and announced the opening of a new screwworm defense facility that in Tampico, Mexico. Now, on that trip in which the USDA billed as the, quote, largest trade mission in the department's history to Mexico, they brought together 41 U.S. businesses and 150 participants who conducted more than 500 business-to-business meetings over the 3 days while advancing critical efforts to combat the New World screwworm, that according to their news release. Now, the mission, which included 33 cooperators and agriculture advocacy groups, along with six state departments of agriculture, addressed multiple priority issues, including the ongoing New World screwworm outbreak in Mexico, enforcement of the 1944 Water Treaty, and expansion of market access for American agricultural products. The trading and diplomatic relationship between the two countries is of the utmost importance to President Donald Trump and the American farmer and rancher, that according to USDA Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, whether it's securing the southern border from illegal immigration, combating New World screwworm, or expanding market access for American agricultural producers, we're working every day to put American interests first. Now, during the mission, Secretary Rollins met with the Mexican president to discuss collaborative efforts to eradicate New World screwworm, which is having a negative impact on both countries' economies. The leaders agreed to conduct a comprehensive joint review of New World screwworm response efforts. They also agreed to ensure enforcement of joint responsibilities under that 1944 Water Treaty. The mission also highlighted the critical economic relationship between the two nations. Mexico was the top market for U.S. agricultural exports in 2024, with shipments valued at $30.2 billion, and consumer-oriented products constituted nearly 50% of that trade at $14.6 billion, while bulk commodity exports accounted for one-third, or about $10 billion. Now, Rollins and the Undersecretary for Trade, Luke Lindbergh, visited the Walmart Supercenter and Bimbo Bakery in Mexico City, both major importers of U.S. products. The bakery alone imported nearly $400 million of U.S. ingredients in 2024, including wheat, dairy, eggs, potatoes, and nuts. Now, also at that meeting, the USDA announced the opening of a sterile fly dispersal facility in Tampico, Mexico. The facility will enable aerial dispersal of sterile flies across northeastern Mexico, including Nuevo León, providing greater flexibility and responsiveness in northern regions, that according to the USDA. The opening of the Tampico sterile fly dispersal facility is another incredibly important tool in our arsenal to stop the spread of screwworm, according to Secretary Rollins. The facility will ensure flexibility and responsiveness in northern Mexico, giving us a greater ability to drop sterile flies and continue to push the pest to the south. Until now, aerial operations were limited to southern Mexico, requiring the use of ground release chambers in northern areas. The Tampico facility allows USDA to transition to more effective aerial dispersal methods, which can cover larger areas at a steady rate and reach terrain inaccessible from the ground. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to continue our discussion about New World screwworm and that new facility in Mexico as Rod Bain has comments from USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins.
The latest step in increasing sterile fly production to counter potential New World screwworm entry into our nation is now reached. Opening of a production facility in northeastern Mexico. As Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said in August during a visit to Oklahoma,
sterile New World screwworm flies are one of the most important tools, probably the most important at our disposal.
The Tampico Sterofly production site joins an existing facility in southern Mexico. One with USDA investment and renovation will double production once that is completed. Domestically, the Agriculture Department is constructing a Sterofly dispersal facility in South Texas and is expediting design and construction of a long-term production site. All efforts to protect our nation's cattle and livestock supply from the threat of New World screwworm. I'm Ron Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.